It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Harvard Kennedy School reports that more than half of voters from 18 to 29 years old say they will definitely vote in the November election. Millions of young people have reached voting age for the first time since the 2020 presidential election.
But these young voters may not have the same concerns as older citizens when casting their ballots. Last month, we spoke with three college Republicans during the GOP convention. With the Democratic National Convention underway in Chicago, we're hearing from young Democrats about what issues take precedent with their voting group.
Alyssa Wahlborg is a student at UW-Whitewater and Southern Regional Director of the College Democrats of Wisconsin. Sam Brewer is active with College Democrats at Lawrence University, where he's a senior, as well as the Outagamie County Party. And Matthew Lehner is chair of the state's College Democrats and a student at UW-Eau Claire. I talked to them last week before the convention started. Matthew, let's start with you. Big news, obviously, for Democrats. President Biden withdrawing from the race a month ago, replaced by Vice President Kamala Harris at the top of the Democratic ticket. What was your reaction to that change?
Well, my first reaction was gratitude, right? Gratitude for Joe Biden's service to our country. I mean, this is an esteemed man with the greatest dignity and professionalism and love and patriotism for this country. And for somebody in that, you know, the presidency, right, the most powerful position in the world to pass the torch to a new generation of leadership, I think takes some incredible humility and grace and patriotism. And so that was my first reaction is, you know, thanks for Joe Biden for his incredible leadership as president of this country and for his years of public service. And then, you know, seeing how kind of things evolved and how the Democratic Party Wisconsin, we very, very quickly moved to endorse Harris as the nominee of the Democratic Party, just the overwhelming support that across the country from young people and old people that coalesced around, you know, Kamala Harris, and now this becoming sort of an election about change and electing a new generation of leadership. And I think Kamala offers even a bigger contrast to Donald Trump when you look at her record as a prosecutor versus Donald Trump's, you know, being a convicted felon, right? So I think, you know, there were so many great things that were happening, and I was so glad to see the energy behind Kamala Harris, and it was just so refreshing to see. And I think a lot of us can agree that, you know, when she became, you know, kind of the presumptive nominee, and when she became the only one that was running, you know, the Democratic Party was almost born again. There was an energy level that had not been seen, and it is just very exciting to have her at the top of the ticket now.
Alyssa, what has been the reaction among young voters in Whitewater and beyond?
Yeah, so Whitewater is like part of Walworth County, and we're a very, very rural campus. And so it's a lot more purple, leans red a bit. Just having conversations with people on our campus makes you truly realize how blue we can get and how we can flip our district. We even flipped our city council blue. We got Democrats on our school boards. So there really is a passion that we're seeing kind of reemerge now that Kamala Harris is the nominee. And we're just finding a lot more excitement on our campus, even when we're canvassing, talking to, you know, Democrats or Republicans or moderates, we're still finding excitement in all aspects of those areas as we're connecting with voters and young people especially.
And Sam, what are you seeing? You're at Lawrence, you're in the Fox Cities, a place that can kind of swing a little bit. What are you seeing there when it comes to this change at the top of the ticket?
Yeah. So, I mean, really what we're seeing there is a lot of what we're seeing across the country. And I've canvassed in both the Fox Valley and back home in Minnesota this summer. And there's just been so much excitement around Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, and just everybody, you know, there's this renewed sense of hope. And everyone is just really excited to get out there and elect, you know, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. And, you know, there's been such a renewed interest in volunteering, you know, party meetings are full. We've had renewed interest and interaction on social media with our Lawrence College Dems Instagram and TikTok. And it's just been really cool to see from, as Matthew and Alyssa both mentioned, young people, old people, everybody, people who were previously felt kind of not terribly happy with the nominees. And it's just been really cool to see that. And, you know, as for the Fox Valley specifically, I think, again, it's sort of like Whitewater. It's a very purple, tends to be a little bit more leaning red area. But what we saw on Tuesday when the two referendum questions were defeated, we saw that carried on the backs of the Bow counties, so Brown, Outagamie, and Winnebago County. And that was really encouraging to see, as we also saw during the Supreme Court election last spring. We've seen really renewed enthusiasm for progressive causes and really just ensuring that we have balance here in this state. So that's been pretty cool.
Wondering what kind of issues you are all hearing fellow students talking about as we move closer and closer to this election. Matthew, let's start with you in Eau Claire. When we're not talking about the candidates themselves, what are the big issues people are talking about?
What is still front and center in front of across all voters' minds is reproductive freedom and reproductive choice. When Dobbs v. Jackson was handed down, was a very dark day for this country. And many people have not forgotten that. And especially young people. We don't, you know, voters don't forget too what politicians and people in power do to them. And we certainly will not forget what was handed down by the six right-wing justices on the Supreme Court. So that's one of the issues I'm hearing about. Another issue is climate change, right? We are in the fight for our climate. We're in the fight for our planet. And especially young people are looking to, you know, politicians of all parties and asking, what are you going to do to protect the environment? What are you going to do to reduce emissions? So I have the chance to, you know, grow in a world that has clean drinking water, has clean air, that, you know, is safe and sustainable, a world where I can have, you know, kids safely, right? So, you know, those are just two of the issues that I hear about a lot.
And Alyssa, are you hearing the same sorts of things on your campus?
Yeah, I mean, climate change, reproductive rights, but also coming from Whitewater's perspective in our rural communities, we live in kind of a food desert. We only have like a small Walmart, and we're just getting an Aldi built, which is exciting. But most of it's just fast food restaurants, and there's not really a good place to go get really fresh produce. We're working on like farmers markets and like fairs and things like that. But for students, it's needing access to quality food. And we're working really hard to make sure that we also have like hospitals and healthcare access. Cause the nearest hospital to us, the nearest ER, is in another town, like 15 minutes away. But still, it's very important to us that we have access to our food, we have access to quality healthcare. And also, being from Whitewater, it is part of the reason I chose to go to Whitewater was because it was the least expensive UW system school in Wisconsin. And for a lot of students, it's financial insecurities that we have, that what Joe Biden did in his term is really try to cut the cost for students going to college. And that's something we're hoping to see, that Kamala Harris will continue on in her presidency. So Whitewater is really looking forward to the work that she does for our small campuses, as well as every campus in the United States and Wisconsin.
That's interesting. Alyssa, do you see students making those connections between these very, in some ways, local issues, food desert, lack of healthcare options, and what's happening on the national stage?
Yeah, for sure. People really look up to the president. It's sometimes these local governments can get really overlooked. So people really look towards, they're going to be looking towards Kamala Harris to answer their questions and help them out when it comes to paying for college and paying for food. But it's also something that our local governments are really, really looking forward to fixing as well. So having the connection between our national, state, and local governments, having all three of those combined together and collaborate and try to work on these issues for students, it's very, very important.
And Sam, I assume there's some overlap at Lawrence, but what kind of issues are you hearing people talk about there?
Yeah. So just to echo what Matthew and Alyssa have both said, choice has been a major driver on college campuses, especially at Lawrence, as well as a lot of those economic issues. And I think one of the things that I've been hearing specifically a lot is, like Alyssa mentioned, just the cost of college and the cost of really living and being a student at a time when you're not necessarily making much or any money being a full-time student. So, you know, I think working on ways that we can reduce the burden of student loan debt, reduce the cost of college, I think that those are all big issues that are sort of on the forefront of young people's minds as we head into the election. I will also echo the food desert comment. Lawrence is also in a food desert. So making sure that we have access to safe, affordable, nutritious options. And on top of that, I think, you know, the other really big thing as we sort of head into this election is just affordable housing. You know, a lot of we're seeing historically low rates of home ownership for people under the age of 40. And I think a lot of that is driven by just, you know, the student loans and just how unsustainable in some cases it is to make a living out of college. And that's why it's so important that we, you know, continue to fight for workers' rights and continue to work to ensure that everybody is represented no matter what they do, whether you go to college, whether you choose not to go to college. It's important that everybody is able to have access to quality, dignifying, you know, work that allows you to pay the bills and have a little extra too, you know? So I think those are really the big issues that are coming up and really these pocketbook issues on the economy are definitely at the forefront of college students' minds.
We're talking about issues concerning young Democrats in this presidential election year. We have three college Democrats of Wisconsin with us. Matthew Lehner from UW-Eau Claire, Sam Brewer from Lawrence University, Alyssa Wahlberg from UW-Whitewater. Alyssa, I understand you're headed down to the Democratic Convention in Chicago to volunteer. What are you looking forward to there?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to just meeting new people with similar interests and similar motivations. I'm also really looking forward to being in Chicago for the first time ever, learning more about the area and just connecting with everybody there and making sure that the DNC is able to be as unbelievable as it can be. We're very excited to see all these great politicians and work with them.
Matthew, there's a stereotype, I think, of younger Americans that they're disengaged, that they don't vote. And historically, young adults don't always vote at high rates. But hang on. The U.S. Census Bureau found that in the 2022 midterms here in Wisconsin, young voters turned out more than in any other state. Almost half of young people here went to the polls. Do you see younger people, and maybe not just Democrats, we talked to Republican colleagues too, do you see younger people getting more politically engaged?
Absolutely. And those assertions that are made about young people that we're not engaged, that we don't care, that this is a generation that is not going to vote and that, you know, we're just like the generations before us. I mean, those folks are dead wrong. You know, obviously you cited the data. You know, look at the Supreme Court election too. In 2023, we had more young people turn out at UW-Eau Claire's campus than voted in 2022. Janet Protasiewicz got more votes on the UW-Eau Claire campus than Tony Evers did. So the interest in young people in our democracy, in our country, in our political processes, it's only growing. And I think you're going to see even more record numbers in 2024, especially that this is a presidential election now. So yeah, those assertions are dead wrong. And it's folks like those here in this interview, you know, working hard across our state and across our country to mobilize young people, to get them excited about getting them involved in the political processes. And I think that's only going to continue. And I'm proud to be a part of that.
Sam, voting itself is one way of participating, obviously. What kind of things are you seeing on your campus when it comes to other forms of political participation, volunteering, canvassing, you name it?
Yeah, so we have a great partnership with our local county party, the Outagamie County Democrats. If any of them are listening, shout out to you guys. We participate in a lot of their monthly canvassing, going door to door, talking to voters. And also we have weekly phone banks every Wednesday night. We all get together and make some phone calls to voters in the community. And I always say these are really the best way, you know, outside of voting, to engage with the electoral process, because not only are you talking to voters and making a difference, but it can be a lot of fun too. And our group on campus is really close, and we really enjoy, you know, we have a lot of fun doing these things. And it's sometimes, you know, being on a college campus, especially a smaller campus like Lawrence, it can feel a little bit isolating sometimes. So, you know, getting out and canvassing is a great way to get to know the community and really, really feel like you're a part of the community and you have a say in it.
Alyssa, you mentioned you're in Walworth County, more of a rural county with Whitewater in it. Looking back at the last presidential election results, it's a county that Donald Trump carried pretty handily. What kind of things would you like to see Democrats do to reach out to a county like yours?
Probably just building on what we already have here in Walworth County. Walworth County Democrats, they have been a real strong force here in Walworth. I've worked with them all summer, and I'm planning on working with them, you know, for as long as I'm in college and possibly after. They do a really good job at mobilizing voters, young and older. We do canvassing a lot. We do phone banks. We do our meetings. They really are just really good at getting people out to the polls. And it's really just building on what we already have here, and just connecting with voters.
And Sam, you mentioned being from Minnesota. Well, Minnesota in the news, of course, supplying the running mate for the Democrats, Governor Tim Walz. Your thoughts about that hometown candidate for you?
Yeah, I'm super excited about Walz. I might be a little biased, like you said. Walz has been my governor, and I feel like he's done just a great job. I mean, it's incredible when you look at the kind of things that he's accomplished. He's provided free meals to children in schools. He's worked to allocate money towards affordable housing. He's helped out with enshrining reproductive freedom here in Minnesota. So, you know, you look at these and many more issues, and he did this all with a very slim legislative majority. And you know, you look at that, and Walz really has delivered for Minnesota, and I look forward to seeing him deliver for the United States. But yeah, very, very excited about Walz.
And we'll leave it there. Matthew, thanks for joining us today.
Yep, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
And Sam, thanks for being with us.
Likewise, thank you.
And Alyssa, thanks again for joining us.
Yes, thank you so much.
Alyssa Walborg is a student at UW-Whitewater, Southern Regional Director of the College Democrats of Wisconsin, Matthew Lehner, Chair of the state's College Democrats and a student at UW-Eau Claire, and Sam Brewer is active with the College Democrats at Lawrence University. Last month, we talked to three college Republicans to hear their views. You can find both of those conversations online at WPR.org. That's WPR.org. We'll be right back.